Blog Talk Radio.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so. And do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. The king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the bird flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. The land is dry on the grass, the players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sideline. Time.
Radio shining across the globe for, get this, 10 years. That's right, you heard it right. 10 years on Blog Talk Radio, Journey into the Light. Just a few years. Over 5,000 shows and over 25,000 free readings here on this show. And that's a conservative amount. I'm sure it's well over that. And tonight we're going to add to that total. How about that, boys and girls? And we're also streaming live on Facebook. Hello, Facebook. As people come on in and call into the show and move on over there, it's kind of a revolving door. When we have a great guest tonight. Tina Bliss is our guest, an amazing psychic medium and healer. Tina has been part of this show for a number of years. We have worked together, and the thing that I always notice, amongst other things, with Tina does so many great things. And anybody that knows me, I can't say things that I do not, that, you know, that are not true. Okay, so Tina, what I have seen is Tina not only connects, you know, with spirit on the other side, but she also is one that if you have a problem, a problem that's really serious, that has really been causing you a lot of trouble, Tina will go in and fight for you and also give you healing. I mean, her readings, when you speak to Tina, and why she has such a long, client list is because she fights for her clients. I mean, she gets right in there as far as what's going on in your life and really helps you out. And I have witnessed that. And she's truly remarkable. So tonight you have a great opportunity to call in and get a, as we say in the radio business, a mini reading here on the radio show. So all you have to do is call in 347-884-8245 and press 1 on your phone if you're calling in and you want to speak to Tina, okay? Make sure you got that 1 pressed on your phone. Once again, the number here on the radio show, if you're live, 347-884-8245. And if you want a full, reading or healing, on the show page here on Journey into the Light on Blog Talk Radio. You definitely want to follow this page because we have different guests each night. But on the page right now, you'll see Tina's contact information, and we'll also be giving out that information here on the air tonight. So make sure you have, you know, pen and a piece of paper to jot down, you know, websites, phone numbers, all that to contact Tina for a full reading. Okay. All right. And as I said, I think earlier, I've been saying this in the chat as we are on the Facebook chat. So if you're on the Facebook live chat, please share out this stream here to as many spiritual groups as you can. And I will give this to offer to two people. If you can share this out to 10 or more spiritual groups, let me know when you're done and your area code. I will bring you up to the top of the call list because right now calls are filling up. We're already up to a dozen and it's growing. Okay? And also, it's a great opportunity to get in tonight. If you donate to the homeless tonight, you will automatically guarantee to get in tonight. It's our thank you for helping out our homeless mission, Love in Action, that we've been running now for into our second year of helping folks less fortunate than ourselves, Love in Action, okay? And you can go there, donate $25, and you'll be next up. The link to donate is on the radio show page. I will also put that here on the page, okay? I'll put the link there and just momentarily where you can go and donate. I'll also come to you in the screening room if you need help and assistance. And last thing I'll say is if you want extra time tonight, normally we give folks that are on the phone for a free reading about 5-6 minutes. We'll give you extra time if you donate $49 because what that does for a homeless mission is for the homeless out there, especially as cold as it is, I mean, I don't have to go through temperatures, how cold it is. But, I mean, you know, we help get homeless people off the streets. We've literally gotten a guy named Burles off the street who's been on the street since the age of 14. And now at age 66, we were able to find him and move him this past spring into his own garage apartment, and now he's got a place called home. So if you donate $49, we can bring in a homeless family out of the cold tonight and into, you know, warm surroundings. If you donate $49, plus you'll be helping yourself by you know, getting extra time tonight. So, and again, if you can't donate, just call in. Hold on where you're at, and we'll bring in as many calls as we can, okay? All right. All right. So what I'm going to do is bring Tina on in, and she will go through her topic, and when she is done, we will start taking calls for this one-hour show, okay? All right. And again, the number to call in to the radio show, 347-884-8245, and then press 1 on your phone. All right, let's go and go to my switchboard here, and let's bring Tina Bliss on into the show. Welcome back, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Michael. How are you doing?
Good, good. Good, cold. How cold is it there, Virginia?
Yeah, I was out in Virginia Beach today all day, and it, you know, they were calling for snow, and it took me just at about close to 2 hours to getting home, and real icy, like real fast, you know, because it's cold, you know, it sits and it melts and it's still snowing. So it just calm for a couple of inches, but I think it's going to be more. The schools are already called out. You know, Virginia, this area of Virginia isn't really equipped to sand and salt. They do their best, but they don't do the back roads and side roads and such, you know, like the northern states and where it does, you know, snow all the time. But I wish they did. Does it make sense to be out of school and not plow the roads? It's, you know, people are missing work and things and such, and kids are missing school. So I've got my little beef about that. But then again, that's left up to the cities and make decisions, I guess, wisely. But it is very, very cold, and I just see a lot of posts out there when I do look at social media of a lot of homeless people and also a lot of unsheltered pets that I just – I cannot fathom how people or pets can live like that at all. I cannot. It is heartbreaking, and everybody has a story, and some people have a heartache that they've just learned to live with, and they're very strong survivors. But I know that you work very hard at it, so I hope that everything comes to a very good I hope there's a lot that happens tonight and for the rest of the shows that keep going on. It's a very good deed. People are very appreciative, and we all are here to work together with it.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Tina. I wanted to say, Tina, before we go any further, I want the listeners to be able to hear you. Is there any adjustment you can do your audio at the very end after you talk? There's a kind of a crackling each time.
That's why I didn't want to go live, because I'm having an in and out. So okay. I did try to go live earlier and it went out. So I if I go in and out, that's really why.
Okay.
But can you hear me better now, or?
Yeah, that crackling has kind of gone away. It's been there for the last couple of shows too, and I've been meaning to say something there, so because I want everybody to be able to hear you nice and clear and crisp. Of course, you've been in radio a long time, so TV
right.
And all that. So yeah, but it seems to have cleared up whatever you've done. So yeah,
okay.
So let's go
right.
forward.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. My website, everybody, is tinabliss.com. Page is Psychic and Healer Tina Bliss. I'm on Bob Olson's directory, and I am all over social media. I want to talk about a topic about past lives. I think that I don't know. I feel that we've all lived before, you know. For all the you new listeners out there that haven't heard my show, I always have a topic, and I'm just going to touch upon it briefly. I know I'm a talker, but I want to get to as many callers as we can tonight. You know how you would meet somebody and feel like you've known them and been there and done that with them, and you're in sync with everything and dream about them. They come to you in your dreams, and it's just, you know them. You know them. You know them from a past. Then there's situations where you just have some people have a love of water and cannot get enough of the ocean, and they can have an Atlantis past life, or they can have a fear of drowning, and they could have drowned in a past life. You know, that comes up an awful lot in past life regression. But lives are this, is we live in the physical, but our soul is immortal, and that is the part of us that does not die. As you know, we are all made up of mind, body, and spirit. And when the soul incarnates, and I don't want to say did not have it, the soul did not have its fulfillment. There are many many souls, millions of souls. There's many, many of us out there, thousands, millions, many trillions, gazillions. We don't even know the number, actually. But when we ascend and we are meant to for more, I feel that that is a part of our karma, and karma is action. The soul has made a contract to come back until they are completely evolved to the highest plane that they can reach. And it's called lessons, and it's called life, and it's called living again, and living experiences in again, because you've enjoyed them so much, but you still need to ascend higher, or you've come back because you're learning lessons, and they can be hard lessons that you do need to ascend and pay debts off with people, complete relationships, complete a job, complete a path, complete an illness, complete a mission, period. So, and pets is, as well are old, are, I can see them when I look in their faces, everybody, I can see like the old soul. So I know that that soul has lived before. And a lot of people would say there are no such thing as a new soul, but there are. There are some people that have not lived. An old soul to me is somebody that has lived many, 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 many lifetimes. To me, that's a deep, real deep, deep, because I look real deep in. But a new soul to me is somebody that has been here a couple of times. All of us are very evolved with another. And throughout our lifetimes, you will encounter people that you're just very in, very in sync with. And sometimes it can be very in sync to the good, where you get along and you get everything with each other, or it is a continual battle and it's a fight. So that there you're paying off a karmic debt. But past lives are something that I feel that we are all living now. Every one of us are living our actual last past life. I do not believe, and this is my opinion as a professional, is I do not believe that any of us are incarnating again. I feel that this is our last go round until we go into the highest realm that we are meant to go. So there we go. That was fast, Michael. that was a short topic, but I sure made sure that it was fast, so we can do as much as we can get done tonight.
Yeah. Well, great. Yeah, it was fast. I was getting ready to screen another call, and I heard you say that's it. And I had to tell that caller. I said, "Whoa!" I said, "Oh, I'll get back with you."
Usually I go on for a little bit more, but I mean, it's that simple. Past lives are, we've all lived before, and there's a reason. And sometimes we try to figure them out, and we really just shouldn't. It's just in sync, and they're good, bad, and different, and same thing with pets. So, and today is the new moon. I'm really wide awake. I'm like really wide awake. My visions are real profound. Last night I couldn't, I have so many visions, world visions, people that have passed on, family, musical notes, words, everything, you name it, I see it. And I feel that it happens to a lot of people. They don't know what it is, but the moon cycles, it's not a full moon, but it is the new moon. But that the moon is affects the air, the ions in the air, so the way that you breathe. And I've been breathing real deep, and my cats have been literally on top of me, just I guess enjoying it. And they're a little bit anxious though. They do that though with the new moons and the full moons and as the moon cycles. Okay, so do we have any callers out there?
Yes. Of course, always calls for you. So let's go to our first caller here. And for Tina Bliss is our guest. Again, call on in if you're just joining us. 347-884-8245. Press 1 on your phone to come aboard. Again, remember, you can donate to the homeless $25 to be next up and guaranteed to come on. This is tonight just an hour show, so we're down to about 33 minutes. So figure out the math, and we got a lot of calls on the queue. So let's go to the first call, Ohio. And Melissa, you're up now with Tina Bliss.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing good, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good.
What can I do for you?
Well, I was just wondering how things were going to work out with the house. We're getting into a hard to finance it, and that's one of the reasons why I'm staying in the relationship is because neither one could afford to leave it financially.
Okay, so you're trying to sell your home?
Well, that's not yet. I don't know if I need to do that or keep struggling.
What's your partner's name? I don't think...
He's disabled now, and...
Right, because I didn't feel that he was going to be able to put a lot of effort into it at all. I feel that and that's unfortunate, but I feel that this weighs on you. I feel strongly that it will go towards a sale. I'm surprised that you haven't been able to finance, but I feel, would you know what your asking price would be, Melissa?
Probably $110,000.
A little bit less is what you would get, but I think that you
okay.
would. A little bit less, but not much, not being gouged at all. I'm surprised you haven't been able to be refinanced. I will tell you, I would give it till. I would truly give it to this. I would truly give it another, into the. The full of the spring, beginning of the summer, and then I would consider putting it on the market. I kept feeling a house sale.
Okay.
That's what I would do. And if you want to wait until next year, I think that you could. I'm not sure that you will, though.
All right.
I don't know if you're going to. Are you willing to wait until next year? It just doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah. This is a family homestead that I bought, and they kind of. Things didn't go the way they were supposed to go, and I ended up paying a lot more money for the house.
Right, right. I feel that you can still try to refinance it. I feel a house sale, but I feel that you're going to work real hard to get it refinanced. I don't think that you've got the right person. I don't think that you're
okay.
right working, there is two things that I'm feeling here. The timing is off, but I just don't put it past this year. I don't feel that you'll go, that you'll wait until next year to make a move on anything. I don't feel that. I think it would be in the here
yeah.
now.
When we tried to refinance, they're saying that the economy bottomed out in the town we live in. So now my $125,000 house, they say, is only worth $50,000 and wouldn't refinance.
Right. I don't know about that. I agree with you. I believe you. I still feel there's a chance to refinance. If not, you'll put it on the market this year. That's what I feel.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Night, night.
Good night.
Night, night. it's funny, Tina, you were saying how you got all this energy and everything, but man, I'm totally opposite. I am so, well, of course I got up really early today and, with little sleep and I'm so tired. So when I heard 1 hour show, I was like, yeah, I kind of quietly said, yes.
Well, good. No, you know what? You have to listen to your body. And if you need the rest, Michael, you're always how many shows do you do? When you need the rest, you need the rest. I mean that's a reality with all of us. We all need a rest. Every one of us.
Right. Okay, and Tina, how do folks reach you for a private session, a phone number and website?
Oh, okay. My website is TinaBliss.com. My Facebook fan page is Psychic and Healer Tina Bliss, and I'm also on Bob Olson's directory. I'm in the state of Virginia. My number is 757-309-3090. I'm going to be having a Reiki 1 class this Saturday. If anybody was interested in taking it via Skype that cannot come in person, I do Skype classes as well. You'll still get a certificate and everything else. And I have a good amount of people for Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time till 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That would be this Saturday. Thrilled about that.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, the Bob Olson directory, I mean, folks don't know about that. I mean, that's, you don't just go on there. I mean, you got to be tested, and that's really important for the listeners out there. I've known about that.
Yeah, Bob Olson is very particular. He's very professional. All of us on there that are on there are hand-picked to be on there. We are sponsored. We are tested to be ethical and professional, and to be accurate. Our accuracy is quite high, and so I have a lot of clients that come from there, and of course from this show and my own you know promotion. But being on Bob Olson's site and. And I've been on Best American Psychics and in a few magazines and the Ohm Times, the Psychic Spotlight, has been really cool, really a really good journey in with my career. You know, I've been doing this quite a long time, so I've had great accomplishments and more, still a lot more to come, which I'm greatly honored by. But yes, being on a professional directory is not just you just a listing. You have to be actually kind of like an interview process, and it takes a while. So, but I'm on there. I've been on there for years.
I know you have, and rightly deserving of it. So, yeah, definitely it's important. But all right, let's go to our next call here. Let's go to Destiny. Welcome to the show. You're calling from what state?
Oh, great. I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, great.
Hi, Destiny. How are you?
Hi, Tina. I'm great. I'm very excited to talk to you. I was on the line and my call got dropped, so I'm kind of happy I got through.
I told you I was.
What's going on? What can I do for you?
Well, I just have questions about, because I heard you a couple weeks ago. And I remember your topic was ascension symptoms. So with that, I had questions to see if maybe that's what I'm going through. Randomly, I would have like points where my hearing kind of gives out, but I'm kind of tuning into something. And it's almost as if I'm tuning a radio and I could kind of hear the station, but I'm trying to get it clear enough. So I was really hoping if you could give me some insight on that.
Yeah, that's a definite. I feel that it's waves. I feel that you're going through a cleansing though as well. The way that I'm viewing it and hearing it and seeing it is, you have a multifaceted of points like in your body that is absorbing information. When I look at your crown chakra, it is closed. It is. You have it. It's very, you're very protected. There's a man that walks in the spirit world that's very around you, and I feel that he walked. He was very crippled. You know, had to have help with the walker. He's around you. So he's like one of your protectors. I feel Archangel Michael. I feel. Many of the archangels around you. So when I look at your crown, it's sealed, and it's sealed in a good way. When I look at your third eye, it's blinding. It's very, very, very open, but you're bypassing it. So you're going to start feeling like tuning in, like a tuning fork, how you hear that. You'll hear something loud, or you'll feel something loud, or you'll see something and say, oh, that's just my imagination. I call you a spiritual airhead. You're not getting the messages. Your body's talking to you, and I feel mm-hmm. that you tuning in. Now, anybody can go overboard with anything, you know, and say, oh, this is a sign, that is a sign. But it's like an overwhelming feel of like a washing, like a cleansing. Something keeps trying to open you up and cleanse that area. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Right, right. And your nutrition and your water intake keeps coming up to be having to be very on point, or you fall right off the radar.
Yeah. with nutrition, like I was just pregnant. So with that, I had like a lot of things going on with me. Like I had tachycardia and nothing would take it away until like I had the baby. It was actually really scary. And now I notice my body is just so different now. Like if I don't eat or drink enough, like I'll just go into crash mode. Like I have to, like take care of myself better in that sense. So I kind of understand what you're saying there. And that's all new to me because my first pregnancy, like it wasn't like that, but this, my baby girl is 2 months old now. And ever since I had her, like everything is so different with me.
But all, yes, but and also this is after birth, I feel that you ascend higher, but you also need to cleanse. So what I'm telling you is very on point. Your nutrition, you have to watch your nutrition, and you also have to cleanse your body physically and emotionally and spiritually. Keep that connection real together, like with you, keep all components together. Work on your chakras, work on your pressure points. I feel also the back of your neck, all the way down your spine. If you can get a massage, even cranial sacral work, I feel would be very beneficial. Any kind of healing work, hot stones all the way down your spine, if you can have that done, that would really work wonders. I feel that you need some anti-inflammatories, natural ones though as well. I wouldn't do anything like pop a pill. You don't have to, but you know, drink an apple cider vinegar with the turmeric root in it, and don't eat orange foods. Orange foods can be inflammatory, like oranges and tomatoes. Not that they're bad for you, but with some people, you have to lay off them and then wean them back into your body. But there's something about you that you feel a little bit inflamed to me. So your body is speaking to you, and it's speaking to you in volumes. Number one, you're definitely cleansing from a birth, and it's going to take you a while, but it's not that far off. I actually feel, but I'm telling you, your nutrition, and it's not just the pregnancy, it's who you are as a woman now, and your water intake is going to have to be up to par for the duration of you being here. I keep getting that. Your energy plummets fast. Into next year, you're going to have some growing pains with some spiritual illness, meaning work with your body, get into the healing arts, okay? That will really help you. A reading is a reading is a reading, but doing the work and healing yourself, healing doesn't mean sit back and cry. Healing means that you're taking authority over your mind, body, and your spirit, and you're wanting to ascend as high as you can, still living on this earthly plane. When I look at your feet, I would get some oils and rub them at the bottom of your feet. Your feet and your hands are very in tune. Keep them keep them anointed. I keep getting it that you've been more than anointed. It's a blessing of a baby, but there is more. There's a lot more to this. You're very sensitive to a higher realm. You're very sensitive to a higher realm. It's just going to take time for you to work the process.
Okay. Yeah, I do have moments also where my dreams, I'm definitely a dreamer, and I can't even explain it. I guess it's the spiritual side of me because I'm very spiritual as well. There's times that I'm so in tune and, like, what I dreamt about will come to pass, or I can't even explain it, but but I haven't felt like that in a while. Like, my dreams are kind of not telling me anything anymore, and I kind of feel like I'm in a cloudy space, and I'm just, like, I just don't know.
No, you're not. I'm going to stop you right there. You're not. You're not gonna know everything. You're not gonna dream all the time. Your dreams are gonna come in and out. You get information as you need it, not because you want it. And same thing with me. I get information because I need it, not because I want it.
Yeah.
So remember that I'm telling you that, you know, and I get it. Yeah. I understand what you mean. Your dreams will come back. They will. It's just right now you're being shown to focus. You will dream. There's no way that that's gone. That's not. Some things will be highlighted with you. It's like they're gone from your guides are gone from this place to that place to this area to that area, just for you to concentrate to get your attention. They're not going to bombard you and knock you down. I feel they're actually very, very protective with you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well,
thank
welcome
you very much.
And absolutely, and best of luck to you.
Yes. I'm going to need it. Having two little ones is not easy these days.
You'll be fine. You'll do just fine. You really will. You'll be just fine.
Okay, thank you so much. I love your work, and I love hearing the work that you do. I'm just so happy I got to talk to you tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right, you have a good night. I know you have other calls.
You too. You have a good night.
All right, thanks for your call, Destiny. We appreciate you. Take care.
Thank you, Michael. You have a good night.
You too. All right. And Tina, again, the phone number if people can reach you, private readings.
757-309-3090.
Okay, very good. I'd like to give that out here between each call there. All right. So, and again, folks, we are down to about 15 minutes left. So if you want a reading tonight, your best bet is to donate to the homeless. All you have to do is donate $25, and you're guaranteed to come on with our homeless mission, Love in Action. We haven't talked about it much tonight because our time is limited, but this is our whole funding for the mission is right here on these shows. That is it. So people are counting on us and counting on me to help. And if you look on my Facebook, you'll see the pictures of just some of the souls that we help. You guys all help. We all help. Okay, let's go to our next call. We're going to go, Tina, we're going to go all the way down under and go to Australia, and let's bring Claire into the show. Welcome, Claire.
Hey guys. How you going? Hey, Tina, how are you?
I'm doing good, Claire. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. I was just wondering if you can tell me, will Idi and I get back together in a long-term relationship, or is there a new love coming in for me?
Who is this that you were asking me about?
Idi. He's an
spell
ex at the
me.
Moment.
IDI.
That's his name.
He feels he feels real distant. He feels very backed off, real shut down. When I look at you and him, he walked away from you, correct?
I actually broke up with him at the time, but it's complicated.
He feels very angry. Like I feel him like walking hard, like mad. Like when I see him, it feels like he's stormed off. Like that's how the vision that I get. Like he feels. I don't know if you two are going to get along. I have to be honest. I think it's going to be. I don't feel that it's impossible, but I feel it's going to be a lot. I don't know if the two of you can get along. I just don't know if you're going to get along.
Okay.
I just, do you understand what I mean when I say that? I just don't know if you two. I just don't know. I don't know if, can you trust him?
Yeah, this is the thing.
I don't trust him. I can tell you that right now. I can never tell a person, anybody, any of my clients that I read for, who to choose. You know, because your heart wants what your heart wants.
Uh-huh.
I do not feel he's going to change, and I do not say that lightly. He's very storm offy. You know what I mean? Like it's his way or the highway. It's not negotiable. Okay. Now, with me saying that, if you agree to that, then great. Then the two of you would live the way that you would. There's happier, there's happiest, there's in the middle, there's a comfort zone, this and that. Do I think that he will make you happy? Oh, no. I don't feel that at all. I kind of look at him as like an angry man, like it's, you know, hey, it's like he's growling. It's not me or nothing. Yeah. You know, it's no, I don't trust him for you. Yeah. Yeah. That's so true. With me telling you that is I want to say the door's shut. I want to say it. I think it's cracked open a little bit. I feel that you will really, really, when you've really let go, and you haven't, and I understand that you haven't, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to have competition because there's going to be a man around you that is going to want to, that is going to want you. Did you meet somebody yet? It feels like there's somebody around you.
Well, not yet, but I do feel like there's someone coming in. I'm not sure.
I feel that you meet somebody. Absolutely, and you're not randomly meeting. You are randomly meeting them. It's just you out and about. I mean, it's you just out on the town. You're meeting somebody on your own. And he's humble. This is a very opposite person, a very opposite man, a very opposite man. So I think that when he comes back, it might be too late. You wouldn't choose him. Not over what I see. I heard you would be blinded by a love. You're not blinded by Edie. Is that correct? That's the correct spelling.
Right.
Yeah. You that's not what I feel. I feel it's a habit, and I feel that you're actually two of you are cooked. You know, it's kind of karmically done. But it doesn't physically stop somebody coming back. But I really feel that you really will be, and I really mean that. I really feel you'll be blinded by, you're deserving of love. I think you've put a lot in. I think it's your time to shine and get back what you have put out there. That's what I feel.
All right. And do you see like a time frame with this, like, or a description of the new guy coming in? Because I'm open to that.
I don't like timing. It's just a guideline, but I feel, I feel it's within this year, and I want to say summer. When is your summer?
Yeah, summer's now for us, yeah. It's from...
Yeah,
it feels
like you're... That's what I'm getting is summer. So I want to go by your summer, not my summer.
Yep, okay. Cool. Okay.
You'll be okay. You'll be able to accept that. You won't care about the thing. You're not gonna. It's not far off. No way.
Okay, it's just that he called me, and that's why I was a bit confused at that point. I do feel like I'm ready to move on at this point. You know, like I just, yeah. It's
well, and it doesn't matter. I mean, what does it matter? A phone call. That's not making up, is it? That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, but I don't try. I mean, you can, like I said, you can do what you want and you can be content with him. Then the other person wouldn't appear, right? But I just don't think that, I don't feel you two will be in love. What are you confused about? I don't trust him. Do you trust him?
Yeah. Not really. Like, he's been quite deceitful. So.
Yeah, I don't trust him for you. I don't think he's learned his lessons, and I don't think that you are his lesson. Yeah, yeah. So, I can't choose for you. I just see that there's more.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you see, like, marriage and kids for me, like, in the future with this new guy? Because, like, I tried with Eddie, but it just didn't work.
Well, I don't feel that he's gone, okay? But I think that you need to make a choice, and I feel that you will. I don't feel children down right away. I do not. I would say that there. I feel that the gentleman that you're meeting is a little bit older than you, not by much, but I think that he's on the fence with children. And that's a very important thing. That's a deal breaker for some people, but I feel that that's a little bit down the road. I don't feel it, not even within 2 years. I think it's a little bit further.
Okay.
But that's okay. You'll take it.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right. Thank you so much, Tina.
You're quite welcome. Good luck. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, have a great night.
Okay, thanks for your call. We appreciate you. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling from down under. Okay, and any guys got a pen and paper there? If you want a private reading from Tina, the phone number, Tina?
757-309-3090, and my website is tinabliss.com.
Okay, and again, that number, guys, is 757-309-3090. And all of Tina's contact information for private sessions is listed on the show page. Again, we're getting close to wrapping up. Again, at this stage, to get you on, you would need to go ahead and go to the GoFundMe page or PayPal and donate either $25 or $49 to the homeless, and we'll still bring you on tonight, right now. Otherwise, we'll be wrapping up here. So let's go next to... we're going to bring on a caller that really needs help, and she's going through a really hard time right now. So let's go to Los Angeles and bring in Teresa. Welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Hi, Teresa. Hello? How are you?
Hi. Not so good, but it popped up on my phone to call here, so I did.
All right.
Well, my partner committed suicide not about almost 18 months or more now, and I'm okay with that to a degree, but my family and friends, and I had to sell my place, and they were going to help me, and what they wound up doing was taking my money and buying new cars, and I'm homeless. So I'm not sure what to do about a lot of things, and that's, you know, I just am calling on spontaneity at this point. I don't even know what to ask.
Right. I'm so sorry for your loss. Everything was left to you, but everything was spent, is what you're telling me?
I'm sorry, I can't hear. Say that again.
Everything was left to you, and everything was spent by other people. Is that what you're telling me?
And, oh, no, I was not left with anything, but I had a little place that I had to sell to get away from it because he shot himself right across the street, and I couldn't stay there, and I tried to stay there, but everything I made to live on after that, my daughter and her husband said, come watch my grandson, and then they just, I lent them the money that I had, and you know, shortly after that, it didn't work out, and they threw me out. And I said, well, what about the loan? And now they're saying, what loan? So I'm like $18,000 out, and my friend up north is putting me up right now because I'm going to be living in a car. Well, I did was in a car after that happened. But I'm not sure what I'm asking.
I feel that you feel very lost. I misunderstood you at first. I thought that you had told me that people had took everything that from your partner.
Oh,
that,
no.
That's what I...
No, he okay. Pretty much just left nothing except for hell. I'm sorry.
I feel that the law would be receptive. Do you not want to go to court over your money, $18,000?
Well, I do, but the thing is that they're in law enforcement themselves, and they're trying to make me crazy. And
you're not crazy.
I don't have
no
money. Attorneys won't touch this because I don't have any money. The only legal aid will only help if it's a domestic violence or and elder abuse. Said I'm 2 years younger than a senior, so I don't fit into that category. And everywhere I've turned for legal assistance, I need money to even file. And but that's okay, and I don't want him to lose his job, and but I don't know what else to do, you know, when he's got a police attorney, and they're lying, but I look like a crazy woman. But so yeah, I'm willing to go to court, but I just don't have any representation, and it costs.
Go to
the attorneys
mediation.
Don't want
to
deal with. I'm
go to
sorry.
Me. Don't. No, you're. You're, and I know that you've been through it, but none of this makes sense to me. I don't care that they
know
the law. That's not what I feel at all. No, no. I feel that you would have legal, you stand a very good chance with legal action. The one thing, and I know where you're coming from, but the one thing that you have to do is remain a sense of calm. They can call you crazy all that you want. That has nothing to do with money. You're not looking at the big picture. They're just trying to mess with your mind. You're not looking at the big picture. This has to do with not your mental health. This has to do with money, period.
Right.
And that's what you're not looking at. And that's what you – what? No, 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 no. Pay attention to what I'm saying. I'm here to help you.
Thank you.
Were you going to say something or –
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm a little hard of hearing, too. I'm 50% deaf, so I didn't hear the last thing you said. I'm sorry. See, that's part of the problem is I think that they took advantage of my hearing, my PTSD, whatever it's called, and now they're saying they don't owe anything, and it's going to take a while to go through the courts. But no attorney wants to help me.
I'm not believing any of this. I just don't. I don't
really?
Believe any of this. Nope. I sure don't. No. I sure don't. No. Nope. You're buying into their insanity, and that this is something where you do have a legal case. Your mental health and your physical health has nothing to do with you lending money. That's not
okay.
What I'm feeling. No.
Okay.
And walk into a judge and tell a judge or an attorney they took advantage of me because I can't hear 100% and I have post-traumatic stress. No. What does that have to do with money? That's where I'm like, nah, I put a block right there. That doesn't sit with me. No. You haven't spoken to the right person. You contact your congressman. You contact the whoever you need to, anybody higher up in the court system that you need legal help. The end. No. None of this sits with me. You have a chance in the court. I know you do.
Thank you. Okay, so I just need to let go of the fact that they cut me off from all the grandkids and they cut me off from everything because now she's crazy and that kind of thing, and they isolated everybody, and nobody's called me to see what the truth is, so I don't know. It's like I'm going to be, it doesn't matter, I'm in the streets anyway, so I have to go through the system legally.
Right.
But am I doing right compassion-wise, you know, by calling them out on this and, you know, winding up in the same boat? I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, there's nothing for you to be sorry about at all. I just know that there's legal help for you. I know that there is. I know what you're telling me, but I don't think that you've gone for far enough. I just don't feel that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You can't give up.
Well, when you said you didn't believe this, I it's like I almost believe, like, I don't believe this either. And it's like it feels like nobody's going to believe me. I almost thought you meant that I was not telling the truth with what's going on. And, you know, it's like there's that paranoid in me now, you know, and everybody's well.
That's not what I said. And I completely.
I realize that now. And I'm just saying that's the paranoid that I'm, you know, I don't know whether that's PTSD or what, but that's the paranoid. It's like when everybody says something's not true, you wonder, am I crazy? And, you know, but I know you weren't saying that, but I just realized that, wow, that's probably what's scariest about everything with this whole thing, because, you know, it's like I'm going up against a police officer and a nurse, and I look like a nut. And it's not true what they're saying, and it's going to, okay, you know, I should let another caller. I'm embarrassed now.
You shouldn't be embarrassed at all. I just don't feel that you're getting the help that you can need, and I think it's going to take you a while. They can make you look as nuts as they want, but that doesn't have anything to do with money that they owe you. That's where you're getting off track, and I understand. I would go to a woman's organization, Catholic Charities. Go to a charitable cause. You'll find somebody that will help you represent you. I know you will.
Thank you. Is there anything that you see that I should, like, wake up to on this end besides that?
That you should want them?
Any that I should wake up to, or if my partner is seeing all this crap, and is, does he have anything, you know, to share about this? Because it all started with that suicide. And I don't understand, is there anything else I'm supposed to be, like, doing or seeing or waking up to with this whole shift or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I actually feel that you're going to have a turnaround in life, and it's almost that you have to you weren't on the outs before. This it's all just
ever since he killed himself. It's like I didn't realize till now that I was prey. I was a sucker. I would have done anything after that just to, you know, have family around or just not be isolated, and they took everything they could. And I was buying love, I guess. I know that I was stupid in it all, but, you know, but it all started with the suicide, yeah, because there was nobody there looking out for me anymore. And they really loved that. And I don't know what I'm supposed to learn about this.
What I'm saying is I don't think it was a cakewalk before then. It might have looked like it, but I don't feel that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I feel that you are being protected, but now you're not. Now you see the truth. That's always been there. They had you on the outs anyway.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the runt of the litter was always there.
Yeah, that's what's sad about this is you have to really I wouldn't even – I know it's going to be very hard. I know it is, but I feel that you – I know that you'll find somebody that will help you represent you. This is about money. This isn't about anything else but that. And I would keep it at that for now. There's nothing else that you can change about them. I feel that they're very set in their way and they're not going to change. They're just feeding from the bottom. Let them.
Are you able to connect with my partner why he did this, why he killed himself, any of that? Or is that not, I don't know what's appropriate.
No. What was his name? What was his name?
What was his name, Pete?
How old was he?
63.
He was sick?
No.
I'm telling you, he was.
Oh, I thought, I'm sorry. Sick, not that I knew of. He was sick how? Mentally, or? Well,
yeah,
I don't know. Kill yourself, yeah.
No, I really feel that he was really mentally sick. That's what I feel. I don't feel that he – I'm not going to say that he didn't want to live. I just feel like he really just gave up. I feel like he had – when I look at him, I feel that why he did this, he had very flat energy. I feel he had a terrible childhood. Terrible. And I feel that all around him.
Well, quite frankly, who hasn't, you know? He was stronger than the most of us, I thought, which I don't understand that. I didn't see any, he didn't have any of the, I didn't see any of it.
Yeah, I just don't feel that he was in his right mind. I feel that he was emotionally sick, and I don't feel that he had a good childhood. But I have to tell you, I feel a lot of people have had beautiful childhoods. I feel you're in a very bad place. Is there anybody that you speak to, or?
Not really, not too much. But I will. Yeah, that's why at least I got this phone, and I was like going on Facebook and watching channelings and that kind of thing, and that's kind of you know, looking to the end that if there is an afterlife helps, you know.
Right. Well, he's in a place of peace, I can tell you that. His energy was very flat. I mean, he did this knowing what. Not in his right mind, but very knowing what he was doing. He just didn't want to be here anymore. No. He had some serious, a very strong hold over him. He had a very strong hold over him. Almost like it was like two people. That's what I feel.
With no thought to what it was causing anybody? I mean, to blow your brains out, you know, and people, I don't understand. I want to blow it. We all want to blow our brains out at times, but he didn't care about anything but
No. I'm saying this to you for your highest good. You need to go speak to somebody. Everybody doesn't want to blow their brains out at one point. That's not true. I don't think that. That's not a reality here. No. I would seek counseling, and you can get counseling for free. People offer counseling all the time for free. There's not always a cost for it. And I would keep looking for legal system, for legal advice and legal help. You need it. You'll get your money back. If not, you won't. You know, and I feel want to help you. But the very first thing is I feel that you need to speak to somebody.
Okay.
And the good thing is you have somewhere to stay. So that's wonderful.
Okay.
It's wonderful. But you've got to get yourself in a good state of frame of mind. And then you go from there. Go to speak to somebody and look, because I know you're going to find legal. I know you are.
Okay. So just keep looking and, well, okay.
You have to investigate online. You have to look in the state. And you have to investigate online all different avenues. I think it's going to be a lot of work, or, you know, you can do it in person or by phone, but I feel that you're going to find there's many groups. You're going to find help. I know that you are.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I'm not sure. Tina Bliss, is that your name?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. I just signed in at the end, towards the end, so I'm not sure if I'm even within the framework of the show. I apologize. If I don't know. Okay. So basically keep looking, and he shot himself because he had a bad childhood. And tell him thanks a lot.
He can hear you, but I think he was quite mentally ill. I don't get a sound person, and I feel he was very sick. I really do.
Yeah.
I truly do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, shouldn't I be over it by now to a degree where I'm not very sick, you know?
That's why I'm urging you to go get help. Is to really go speak to somebody, because you really do need it. I think that anybody would. This is a lot. I feel that it would be really the best thing you can do for yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I don't know what else to say, but thank you.
I hope that I've helped you.
I just, you know, it just comes in waves, and I don't know. So I just, I'm pretty pissed off at him still. But I'll go speak to somebody and deal with it, you know.
Jeez. Yeah, and I think that's what you need. Absolutely, that's exactly what you need. Yes.
Okay. It's just, I talk therapy, it's enough already, you know? It's like, you sit there and talk about it all day long, it's, you know. So I don't know what kind of help is out there. I know the grief support groups, they're all like, if you're not, you know, Native American, or you're not, you know, of their belief, then it's like you're not welcome there. And with the suicides, you're not really welcome because they don't even want you to say suicide, that word. So grief support is just like, you know, I'm going to let you go. I'm so sorry. I don't know.
Don't be sorry. Make sure you have help around your area, okay? If you need help, you know, call, you know, the prevention lines, all that, okay? And always call this radio show, okay? Just keep the number, okay? 347-884-8245, okay? We're here every night except Friday and Saturday, okay?
Really?
Okay.
You're Michael Long?
I'm Michael Long.
Thank you so
much,
sir.
That was Tina Bliss. Okay, thank you.
Thank
God bless you.
Have a good evening,
okay.
You too.
All right. Tina, we're going to squeeze in real quick, Courtney, and here's our only donation of the night. So if you don't mind, it don't have to be super long, but I know this will be it. And I do appreciate it, Tina. Courtney, are you there?
Yeah.
No, the wrong number. Courtney, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead with Tina Bliss.
Hi, Courtney.
Yes.
How are
Good. How are you?
Doing good. What's going on? What can I do for you?
Yes, my mother passed tragically like 4 years ago, and none of us know why. I mean, it's still like a really big question mark. She was in a car accident that makes absolutely no sense at all as to what happened. Even the state troopers that was on scene could not come to a conclusion as to what happened, and we're still all just in a big question mark as to what happened.
What's your mother's name?
Lena.
How old was she?
She was 42.
She dark-haired?
Yes.
I feel an aneurysm right away, right away.
Uh-huh.
Right away. I don't feel, I understand, but I don't feel that she was feeling well, but I feel right away, it went right to my head and I felt the pressure. I felt that she had, like, there was an aneurysm. There was a problem with blood flow greatly. And I feel that it caused an accident. There was no reason for it, but that's what it is. It was not the heart. It was an aneurysm.
Yes, and that kind of does make sense because she had blunt force trauma to the head.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel an aneurysm right away. Right away. Wow. And I will tell you something, though. The impression that your mother is showing me is she doesn't even know what happened. She just, it was out, she was out like a light. Everything happened so very fast. But she didn't feel well. It feels like she wasn't even in a hurry. There was, none of this makes sense. I get it. I know what you
mean. Yeah, none of it makes sense because it was like, I mean, she was so extremely cautious about everything that she did, and she always told me, because it was raining really, really bad the day that it happened, and she was always one that took extreme caution, and then it was just like nothing added up to being what would happen if it was my mom.
Yeah, I don't feel anything but this. I feel the weather had something to do with it, a little bit. I feel that, you know, a little bit. I feel that your mother was not in a hurry, but I feel an aneurysm right away.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I feel. Do you have a sister?
I don't.
Did she have a sister?
Yes, she had many.
Who's the one sister that's around? I keep feeling somebody.
It's hard to say. She was the baby of 12 kids.
Did she have a sister that passed? I'm going to tell you this. I see her around somebody that she's calling her sister that has passed.
She recently just had a sister pass, yes.
Well, then that would be that's what I'm feeling is she's around her sister. So they're together. Very, very much
aww.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, I think that I'm so very sorry for your loss. And I think that you're still
thank
very
you.
In shock. But if there were a reason and a valid one, I would feel it. And I know that this a state trooper would feel it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe it's just because, like you said, it's just being in shock and not understanding why. Because the day before, she was with me. She was at my house. And that afternoon, she left. She hugged me. She gave me kisses. She told me that she was leaving. She was going home. And then the next day, it just traumatically happened. And then you have absolutely no answers. And so you're, like, pondering in your mind, like, what happened? Because with all the circumstances that was going on, that's not something that my mom would do. She was really, really big about traveling safely. She was like the kind of person that if you're sitting in a stoplight, just because the light changes green doesn't mean you hit the gas pedal and you go. You make sure that there's nobody that has a brake failure or something. That's just like the kind of stuff that she instilled in my mind.
Absolutely. I get that. I know that. Your mother loved being a mom. I want to tell you that right now. She loved being a mom. Loved being a mother. She's showing me that very strongly. But she's also showing me it was the way that she's saying it to me is it was a true accident. Nobody could tell. And nobody will be able to. This won't be figured out. This just won't.
Yeah. And I guess that's what's so hard because the guy that she was in the wreck with was kind of like known around the area to be an alcoholic. So I was like thinking to myself that maybe, okay, my mom's not there to prove her side of what happened because she's passed on. So the only story anybody has is your story.
Right, but I don't feel I'm telling you exactly what I feel. I feel your mother had an aneurysm. That's exactly what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
I have to tell you real clear that I do not feel that this police officer is covering up an accident, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With somebody that's well known to be a drinker. I don't feel that
right.
at all. At all. And I feel that that's a coping mechanism, you know? That could be a coping
yeah.
mechanism.
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel that you'll understand as time goes on, and as simple as this sounds, is this was a real accident. That's it. That's exactly what I. Your mother was not feeling good. I'm telling you, she wasn't. I can feel her just not feeling right.
And that makes sense because a couple of days before we had a cookout and I was asking her to go in the house to check on the food that was cooking in the house while I was checking on the food that was cooking outside. And she went in the bedroom and she laid down and she never came back out. And I was like, well, I'm going to go check on Mama and see what's going on. And so when I went and checked on her, she was laying down and she was like, my head is really hurting me real bad. So for
yeah.
you to say that, it's like 1 + 1 = 2.
Right. And but that's this is extreme validation. your mother was not feeling right. She just was not. What I'm feeling through her, I know she's around, you know, she brought up a sister. I didn't know if it was your sister or hers. It was just the way that it was telling me to tell you about the sister. Aneurysm, I'm sure of it. No, she was not feeling good.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It wasn't speeding. It wasn't anything. You know, the weather, of course, maybe a little bit to do with it, but it didn't was not the cause of the accident, you know? No.
Okay. Because that's what we can't seem to come to terms with. Okay.
Right. Well,
I'm like, I don't even know why she would have left the house. Like, she would have never left the house in that kind of weather. It just doesn't make sense.
Listen to me. Your mother was not feeling good. I'm validating what your mother was feeling like. I feel she had an aneurysm. You're telling me that she went back and lay down and said her head was killing me. She wasn't feeling good. But this is what I'm going to, and I don't know if you've heard any of my shows. I do not believe in accidental deaths, and I don't believe in untimely death. I believe that our creation gives us a time that we're born and a time that we depart. We don't determine that. We don't determine that. We think that we do. We don't. We don't.
Exactly.
And you know, an aneurysm would cause, some people do get signs of pressure and headaches. They do. Some people just have them right blue. But your mother was having signs, and I feel it was maybe a little bit less than a week, maybe 6 days before it happened. That's what I feel, that she was really not feeling good.
And that's really around the time frame that she's,
Right. So this is
because when you're living in that time, you don't see it. But when you look back on it, that's when you see it and you're like, okay. And the crazy thing about it is, I'm sorry?
Right. But hadn't your mother gotten to a car and had a car accident, she still would have passed. It was her time. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
No matter if it was a car accident or whatever the matter.
Right. And this is an unfortunate event. But I do not feel that the gentleman involved was at fault at all. I just don't. I don't feel that.
See, that's what we were all thinking, that maybe that he had crossed the line, because the state troopers was like, they think maybe she had hydroplaned or maybe she had overcorrected trying. And we were thinking, okay, well, maybe he swerved because he was drunk or something and was trying to miss her, but they never did an alcohol test on him. They never did a breathalyzer. They never did anything to check him.
No. Right. No. But you, I hope that I'm giving you peace with what I'm seeing. I don't feel any foul play. I don't feel like a car accident. I don't feel drinking involved that caused the accident. You know, I feel that your mother was her time. I mean that.
Right.
Did you tell the state troopers that your mother wasn't feeling good? Did you tell them about her head and all this other stuff? No.
No, I really didn't have a chance to talk to them because I was working when all this transpired, and my uncle actually was the one who called me and told me that he believed, he wasn't for sure, but he believed that she had passed away because he lived like three houses down from her, and her wreck was like a mile from her house, which is like so crazy, but they say that it's within 5 miles of your house. So it was like a mile within her house. And
he was out there trying to find out what was going on, and when the wreckers came, he saw her car being towed away, and then he knew that it was her. So my uncle was the one who actually called me. The state troopers, I didn't even talk to them. I just went to the hospital myself because the hospital didn't even want to give me information.
Right. This is an unfortunate event. It's a very unfortunate event. I hope that you find peace with that. I cannot stress to you enough that your mother did not feel well, and I know how you feel, and I couldn't imagine how you feel, but I don't feel that you are misinformed of anything. I just don't feel that.
Okay.
I don't know.
I feel like there's just so many question marks for me because, like, the day before she was, like, so fine at my house. I mean, other than her saying that she was going to go lay down because her head was hurting. And, I mean,
but
other than that.
You're not listening to that part. You know what I mean? And you're not listening to that part because it sounds like it's a simple headache, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't. That's not what I feel. I heard her tell me it was an aneurysm right away. I feel it. You know, the hardest thing is this is the way that you're coping with it, but I think that you're actually going to find peace with it. I'm not going to tell you when to heal, but you actually are finding you actually are finding peace with it.
Yeah. I guess it was just so hard because I never knew my dad and my mom was all I had. So it was just like an extreme for me.
I understand. And I feel for you. I hope that I validated for you some things. And really,
you did. You answered a lot of questions because we all, the whole family, I mean, we sat around and we were like, we believe that he had something to do with it. And I'm not the type of person to point the finger or to point the blame. But with how my mom was and everything, it was just like nothing added up. So for that, it does make sense. It does because, I mean, the cops didn't do a breathalyzer. I mean, for one reason, if they didn't feel like they needed to do one, they didn't. But the community was like, well, you know, he's a known alcoholic and you know how people talk.
Yeah, no, I don't feel that. No, nah, nah, that doesn't, no, no, none of that, no. It doesn't sit with me, no, no, no.
Yeah, that does make me feel more at peace. Not more at peace, but more of an understanding. It does, because regardless, it hurts.
And she knows that you're wandering, but you'll come. She'll visit you during the day, not so much in your dreams, but during the day. I keep getting that.
And that's crazy because I do have this thing with dragonflies. I don't know what it is, but I have this thing with dragonflies where like I'll walk out and there'll be a dead dragonfly on my hood of my vehicle, or there'll be a dead dragonfly on my porch step or something like that.
And that is complete transformation. That's a complete transformation. Yep.
Well, I thank you so much for taking your time out of your day to talk with me and to clarify things because it really, for us, it didn't make any sense at all, but I can talk to my family later and let them know that it was just an aneurysm, and that's what happened.
Well, and make sure that you tell them, you know, that you remember your mother having a headache and what I'm relaying to you at all, and that she's around her sister.
Definitely, because her sister just passed, so that's like total confirmation. Because
they'll love to hear that. They'll love to hear that.
Definitely.
Okay, sweetheart, I hope I've helped you.
Yes, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Courtney. We appreciate you. Thanks for supporting the mission, and have a good night, okay?
You too. Thank you, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, thanks, Tina, again, for staying. Appreciate you a whole lot. And
Absolutely.
All right. Great calls.
Next
okay.
Week and you
yeah.
And get you back.
Will do. You too. All right. Take care, Tina. All right. Bye bye.
Good night, everybody.
All right. And that's Tina Bliss. And again, her number for private sessions is 757-309-3090. One more time. Bet you get that pen and paper. Thanks, Mike. I'm trying to find a pen. I can just hear people. I'm trying to find a pen. Hang on, Mike. Let me get a piece of paper. Come on. I can write on that envelope. I can write on that piece of paper. Okay. Oh, the pen's not working. Isn't that stuff we all do, right? All right, here we go. You ready? 757-309-3090. One more time, Mike. All right, if you insist, 757-309-3090. And if you missed it, it is on the radio show page on tonight's show, Journey into the Light, which is on Blog Talk Radio. If I were you, if you haven't done this already, I would go to my radio page and you can click to follow the page, okay? I don't say this enough lately. Go to the radio page and click to follow. This will give you emails letting you know who the guest is that night, time, and who it is, all the logistics you need, okay? Because we are on the air Sunday through Thursday. So basically every night except Friday and Saturday, okay? All right. That's going to do it. Tomorrow night, Greg Keen will be here in the primetime spot, okay? Greg Keen will be here at 9 Eastern, okay? 9 Eastern, Greg will be here, okay? And he'll be here for 90 minutes. That's right, boys and girls, 90 minutes. Greg Keen from Lilydale. Lilydale is the spiritual mecca here in the United States. Has been for, a century and a half, 150 years, and Greg has been there 50 years. So he'll be here tomorrow for 90 minutes. Reserve your spots now. He is amazing. I was going to say a word that I normally don't say. And then we'll have a round table before that. So tomorrow night, Thursday night, a big night. It's a really important night for our homeless mission, though. We got to really put some emphasis on it. We've really been hurting the last couple of days, so we really need your help. All right. Have a good night, everybody. Much love, and have a pleasant good night. Love you all. Good night. Say some prayers for the folks you heard tonight. Had a lot of hardship tonight. Always do when Tina's here. A lot of hard work, hard cases.